Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Anne in County Offaly has contacted us. Go ahead, Anne. You spotted something.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Joe, just wanted to make an inquiry here. We had the Daily Million draw on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Explain to us, what's the Daily Million draw with the National Lottery?
Well, you pick six numbers, one from 39, and you're guaranteed to win a million. And then there's a plus, and it's
you're not guaranteed.
It's a half a million.
You're not guaranteed to win a million, and we'd all be piling into it.
You have a chance.
How many times have you won the million?
Oh, I've never won the million because, being honest, I don't do it with the National Lottery. I do it in the bookies.
Ah, yeah.
And you have better
odds.
Okay,
well, tell us, what have you spotted? What's the problem?
Well, we have turned around and we have spotted that there was no 9 p.m. draw on Saturday night.
Okay.
There was no 2 p.m. draw yesterday.
Right.
Or no 9 p.m. draw last night.
Well spotted.
So we all got on Facebook and we were all kind of wondering what was going on and the usual stories and all. Hmm. And we rang them. So
Anne, we rang them, it's who? You, Miss Marple, and who else?
Well, a few of us kind of got together, you know.
Are you in a little
we're in a little cocoon, but I think I'm the bravest of us to come to come to let you know.
You're brilliant. Go on. So you rang the National Lottery, so we bought tickets. We're participating in the Daily Millions. Where is the draw gone?
Exactly.
The missing,
and this is what we're trying to find out.
Missing.
We're missing three draws. You know, so when we rang anyway, they told us it was a technician problem.
And he, right? Is there a technician? Is he or she missing as well?
Well, there must be, or else they're cocooning. It's one or the other, Joe. I don't know which. But no, we rang them again this morning and they told us to hold on to our tickets and blah, blah, blah. And the 2 o'clock draw would go ahead.
And what time is it now? Is it happening? Can we check?
25 past two.
Will we check? Will someone check for me quickly?
See, is the 2 o'clock results in. But they're not giving us any information or anything like that, you know. But even some of them now on Facebook has gone to the shops and all, and they're still taking their money.
Even though the draw is not taking place.
Exactly.
So Daily Million doesn't tell you what's...
If you just Google Daily Million...
Hang on, Agatha Christie here. Saturday the 12th of September, the 2 p.m., the result's up for that now in the Daily Millions.
Right. So is there nothing up for today either?
No, Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th. That's
it. 2 p.m. draw. So I had no draw today either.
So there was no draw at 9 p.m. on Saturday night.
Yeah.
There was no draw at 2 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no draw at 9 p.m. last night.
Yes.
And there's no draw, as far as we can find out.
There's no draw today at 2 o'clock. And they told us distinctly this morning when we rang that everything was up and running and that there would be a 2 p.m. draw and that they would have the other three draws at a later time but couldn't tell us when.
And how do you participate in this?
Well, you turn on and you, to do it in the shops, you just get the normal lotto slip.
Yeah.
And it costs you $150.
For the Daily Millions.
For the Daily Millions. So if you do the 2 p.m. draw and the 9 p.m. draw, it's costing you €3.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you the best laugh of all about it, though.
Okay, I can't wait.
I turn around and I do it in the bookies.
Yeah, I know. So
So all I put on them is 20 cents.
Yeah.
And that takes me into the two draws. Okay?
In other words, the bookies pay out.
Exactly. And for me putting 20 cents on it, for getting four numbers, mm-hmm. I get €160.
And have you won in the bookies?
I have won three times in the last 2 weeks, and I've recently won there last week.
Well done.
€160.
So the odds...
Yeah, the odds is better in the bookies. But if you have four numbers in the bookie in the National Lottery, all they're giving you is €5.
Where the bookie's giving you how much? 150.
160.
But you see, the argument the National Lottery would make is that some of our money goes to good causes.
Yeah, I wonder, does it?
Ah, it does, it does. Usually, all right, usually okay. In the minister's constituency.
Well, right,
we
okay.
can't say that. No, they do go to good causes, in fairness.
Okay. So we just said that we turn on and we contact you to see if you find out anything.
But you see, the National Lottery say now, aren't you the cheeky one, Anne, from County Offaly? Aren't you awfully cheeky? Because you're not even buying a ticket off the lottery for the Daily Millions. You're going into the bookies that the National Lottery hate, because a lot of bookies do that, don't they? They give better odds on the lotto numbers. They kind of they piggyback.
They do, yeah. Whereas the National Lottery gives 275 for three numbers of a Saturday night, the bookies give 330. And it's cheaper to do it.
When you say 275, you mean 275?
Yeah, if you do 5-4-3-2-1.
And has anyone ever won the million, the Daily Millions?
Once in a blue moon it has been won.
Yeah.
Not too often. The most that has ever been won, I'd say in the last 6 months, was probably about £500, euro.
But are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's harder to turn around and pick six numbers out of 47.
Oh, I know.
Than it is pick six out of 39.
Yeah, and has it gone up to 47 now?
No, the Daily Millions are still at 39.
39, okay.
Yeah.
But, by the way, would a bookie pay out a million if you got the numbers right?
Of course you did have to.
I don't. Would they?
Well, I don't know what to pay.
We know the National Lottery would.
Yeah. But I don't know what to pay for six numbers in the bookies. I don't think they allow you to do the six numbers. I think it's up to five numbers.
And do you follow the lottery? For example, would you buy the tickets on, Wednesday and Saturday for the draw?
Bookies, Joe.
You really are determined to avoid giving any money to the National Lottery, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, now do you remember the scratch card scandal, the great scratch card scandal, the scandal that's featured on Liveline for about an hour and then disappeared off the face of the earth? Remember, someone discovered that the prizes on the scratch card were not being given out?
All right, yes.
Remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. The only luck I had was I was on Telebingo, where they have a lucky number.
Right.
And I had a lucky number, but I was working. And my mum, the Lord of Mercy, rang me in work to tell me I was on Telebingo.
But what do you mean you were on? How can you be on Telebingo when you're in work and you didn't know you were on Telebingo?
No, it was the following week.
You had to rock up to Declan the following week.
Exactly, yeah, yes. Okay. But I was with Nuala Carey.
What's that, Nuala? What's the biggest amount of money you've ever won, Anne?
2,000.
And where did you win that?
On the Telebingo. I was on the lucky draw.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much do you spend a week in the bookies?
About fiver.
Yeah. And you say it's only 20 cents.
Yeah.
And do you go in, do you make one trip to the bookies a week? Or one of your gang does. Many of you in that syndicate.
There'd be a couple of us now, so there would.
A couple is a many. I'm not asking many acres you have on your farm.
There'd be about four or five of us.
Five of us, okay.
Yeah. And what we do is, when we win the money, we put it all in the tin. And come Christmas
Day... What's that, you're running away money?
Yeah. So at Christmas Day, you see, we turn around, we open the tin and we divide it out.
Right.
You know, so we could have a couple of thousand.
Oh, mammy. Would you keep an eye on that tin?
Oh, we do keep an eye on the tin, yeah. What? But I think it's my lucky numbers.
What are your lucky numbers?
Oh, I can't tell you that, Joe.
Because then everyone will be using them. What's your birth date and the day you got married?
No, you're going to laugh now. They're the month my dad died, the month my mum died,
right.
The date my mum died, and the date I buried my mum.
And how are they lucky numbers?
Oh, they're very lucky numbers because my mum, and my mum said she would always look after me.
Okay, and it's your way of remembering them.
It's my way of remembering my
well
mum. Yes.
Sorry, well done. Yes. Well done. Well done. Okay, and do you follow the lotto? You know the lotto ads, it has to be someone, why not me?
No, I don't be bothered looking at anything like that, Joe.
Okay, because they've been advertising heavily during the corona. I suppose people have little else to be doing. But they've been advertising very heavily during the pandemic.
Yeah, but even during the coronavirus, the bookies was all closed, so we never played.
Oh, yeah, and you wouldn't play with the lottery? Well, you could have played.
Well, we could have played, but we didn't.
I played, yes. I think that's your way of saving money.
That's our way of saving money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you a name on the syndicate?
No.
You sound like you could solve murder cases the 5 years between you. You're so on the ball.
Oh, yeah. Because, you see, I tell you something, Joe. Four numbers has been buzzing around, kind of. You know, we say two comes out in one line and the other two. So this 9, 17, 20 and 31 is belonging to one of the other girls.
Okay.
And they're buzzing around. So we're after putting a euro on it. Since Saturday night, we still happen the results, and we're just wondering: are we 1,600 euro richer?
Are they still selling? They're hardly still selling tickets for Saturday night.
No. But they sold tickets for today
for the 2 o'clock.
Shops. Yeah,
2 o'clock rock, and we're still trying to find out did it happen. The Daily Million, Daily Million.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to someone who won the Daily Million. I know every time someone wins the lotto, they're all over the news and it's incredible publicity for the lottery and everyone runs out thinking they're going to win it. Even though, did you know, Anne, that if you buy a lottery ticket in the morning for the draw that night, but this is statistics. If you buy a lottery ticket for a draw that night, you have a better chance of dropping dead than you have of winning the jackpot. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah. In other words, more people die every year than win the jackpot.
People win the, yeah.
Okay, but that's, people love it anyway and they love to.
Yes. My dad, the Lord of Mercy, and him used to always say, you put your shoes on in the morning and you don't know who's going to take them off at night.
If you're lucky enough.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll be taking off me on you.
And drinking champagne for them tonight when you win that money when they release. Maybe they know you've won and they're holding back because they know you'll bankrupt a lot. Anyway, do it through the bookies. You do. Okay, Anne. How did you manage during the pandemic? How are you managing during the pandemic?
Okay. Lonely because I'm single and I live on my own, so it's lonely.
Yeah.
You know, but I have hobbies that I'm interested in. I do a good bit of knitting and stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm kind of kept busy, you know.
Okay. And can you see your pals, the other four members of your...
We do. But we at a distance. I mean, I'd be at the door and they'd be the other side of the wall and we'd be chatting out and having the laugh and that, you know.
Yeah, it's a pity. It's a great pity, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It really is. And
but,
Christmas coming now.
Yeah, Christmas coming and everything and that, you know.
You're a tonic, Anne.
Am I?
Yeah. Let's
I'll put you like this, Joe, before I go. It'll be another story, another day for you. Pity all the neighbours around me wouldn't turn on the look of me that way.
What do you mean?
No, we live there for another day with you.
But you're all loved, but you're loved by your neighbours.
No, I'm not.
Why?
I'm hated by them.
Why?
No, that's another long story, Joe.
Are you a difficult neighbour?
No, they think I am.
Okay.
But I have a big heart.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that now.
No, I have a big, big heart, so I have, Joe. Now, to be honest, if I thought you were sick in the morning, you needed a kidney or something, and I was a match, you'd have it.
Fair play to you.
That's how big of a heart I have.
Okay. And do your neighbours know that, Anne?
Of course they know that.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Of course.
I won't go. Okay.
You know.
Stay well, Anne.
I will indeed, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks
Mind
very
yourself.
Much.
Thanks for alerting
right,
us
bye.
To that. Okay.
Right,
where
bye.
Are the missing? Where are the missing now? Missing four draws. If anyone sees them, would they ring 1850 715 815?
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.